produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Everywhere I go,
it shine, yeah. Everywhere I go, yeah. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the world, y'all, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, all around the world, y'all, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the world, y'all, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Whoa. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. 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 And welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. And you have just landed in love. I am Imaja Jubilee, your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And yes, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All even to my neighbors that I meet, I am going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. We welcome you, and we want you to remember that you have just landed in love. Love above you, love below you, and love all around you. And we ask you with this love and with this light that you bring who you are and be who you are, because you are made in and created by the one that created all the universe, by our Heavenly Father that created us out of the dirt of the earth. He created us. You were made in love. And there's no one else on this earth like you. And there's no one else that has the purpose that you have. You were made to be who you are. And that is magnificent and awesome being that you are. Now breathe and be. Breathe and be. Be and breathe. Let's take a breath together. Because breath is life. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. Now be and breathe. Again, I want to thank Kayla Pageant, CEO of Finding My Way Radio Network. And I want to thank Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me to have the opportunity to be on this platform. To be on this platform. I give thanks for it. I give thanks for them, and I give thanks for the ministry that they're spreading around the world. And I give thanks that my message also is a part of everybody else's, bringing love, light, and positivity to the world. Wherever you are listening to this today, know that you are magnificent, that you are a beautiful tapestry that God has created. And one of the things that we tend to forget is that God breathed in us. He created us and we became. He breathed in us the breath of life. So it's our job to just be and bring and come as we are. But we come as whole because we come from a Christed heart. We come and we bring our love and we bring our light and we bring our positivity. We're so happy to be with you today. And one of the things that we do as humans, we forget who made us. We forget who woke us up this morning. And one of the things that I have, these little rituals that I do in the morning when I wake up, I don't know about you, but I wake up and I have two eyes to see and two ears to hear, and then I can move my body. I can move my body, and I bless the thoughts in my head. I bless the thoughts that they may be positive and that God would just wash all the way the negativity and allow the only the positive to come from my mouth and allow me to just speak. And in the words that come off of my tongue, they will bless somebody. They will bless everybody, that I will accept them where they are. I sit and I contemplate and I meditate. I sit and I contemplate and I meditate. It is my private time with God. You got to have rituals. You got to have a way of serving every day. You got to bless yourself before you go out into the world, because the world wants you to be worldly. And I am not about being of the world. We can be in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. That's what that scripture says. Be in the world, but not of the world. And that's what I pray. I bless my thoughts so that I will not be. I bless my tongue that I will not be of the world and be pulled in by all the distractions. Now be, breathe, and be. Today, we want to talk about the bees. The bees. We want to talk about the bees. And I want to read a piece of poetry. I am a poet, that I created about the bees. Remember now, God created us. He breathed into us the breath of life. But we also have to be from a Christed heart. Let me read the piece of poetry to you now. Hey, hey, the bees have sweetened me. Those beings that make honey, they shook and they danced their butts to direct me. Did y'all know the bumblebees dance? They dance to show people, not the people, excuse me, show bees where the honey is and where the hive is. Bumblebee, bumblebee girl, you are now not only a bumblebee, but you are humble. And the bees have taken over me. The bees have taken over me, myself, and I today. So be, breathe, and be. Today I will be the answer. Today I will be the solution. Today I will be the catalyst, be the gift, be the vessel, be the instrument. Be calm, be kind, be nurturing, be amazing, be bold, be compassionate, and I will definitely be delightful. I will be excited. I will be funny. You know, sometimes you have to laugh at yourself. Because sometimes we come from our lower self, which is of the enemy, and we come out and we can't laugh at ourselves, but we go back to a Christed heart, and then we become grateful. We can be happy. We can be inspired. We can be joyful. We can be known as being a child of God that created us on a day-to-day basis. We are required to be loving. We're required to be open. We're required to be passionate. And sometimes, child, you have to pull in and you just be quiet. Remember now, we're talking about the bees. Bees. We can be relaxing. We can rest. And we can rejuvenate our souls in prayer and meditation. We can be soulful. Soul means spiritual oneness that we use for living. Be, and breathe. We can be understanding to other people. We can lend an ear and listen. We can be willing. We can be willing and we can be open to new circumstances, new pathways and new journeys that God is putting before us in our life. We can be understanding along with that. We can be youthful, and we can be who we are because of who made us. If the bees can stay and they make honey, why do we struggle? We don't have to struggle. We can let go of the struggle because the master has given us gifts, and they have bestowed upon us by the one who created me and who created you. It's because at times, our minds get to going and thinking, and we go to our lower self. We go to the enemy that is inside of us, that's distracting us. But we have the key through a Christed heart where we can set ourselves free. We have to but remember when we do this of what resides inside of our hearts, a Christed spirit we are. An external distraction, they're going to keep on coming, honey. And they're going to demand, oh, you should be more worldly and you shouldn't be doing this. And you ought not to do this. And you would if you could. It's going to give you all those things. But all we have to do is remember who made us. And we keep on being the beautiful one that we are. We keep seeking. And we know that we are not programmed by the world. We will not accept things that the world bring to us. We will not accept. We keep ourselves grounded. And we no longer become enslaved. We can continue to be what we were created to be. We don't have to live up. We don't enslave ourselves. And sometimes what happens is we enslave our own selves. We have an ankle bracelet, which is not often seen. You can't see it and it's not visible. And you know what some of the ankle bracelets are that hold us into the world? We have Gucci bags, luxury cars, foul words that flow off of our tongue. And we're filled with doubts and fears in an attempt to be better than someone else, in an attempt to we feel bad about ourselves. And then sometimes we allow what is called that shame, that we are not good enough, and guilt to just weigh us down instead of turning it over. Wait a minute. We got to turn it over to the God who can take it all away. Hold up now. You will not be living from your enemy that's inside of you at times, nor will you be living from a worldly perspective, because you will remember to be the vessel that you were created to be. That you are light, and that light, this little light that you have, is coming from your Christed heart, coming from your Christed heart. And you will feel it, and you know it, child. I feel it, and I know it. And not only that, you'll show it, and then you will have a special glow. You will be covered by God's grace, and you'll be able to shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's when I get to doing my mama's holy dance. And then you can ask yourself this question. What am I living for? What am I living for if not for God? What am I living for if not for God? When you allow yourself to just be grounded and centered and focused in Christ, you blossom, you bloom, you glow, you shine your light. And that light that you have will show someone else the way. It's not true that you have to remain and do things like the world wants you to do. You don't have to do that because you can set yourself free. I have to tell you, I had a praying mother. My mother would pray. My family was doing all sorts of things. But she always prayed and asked God to just guide and order her steps every step of the way. God rest her soul. My mother was a praying woman and she was a singing woman. She blessed my heart when I was growing up because I had a good example. She would pray and allow God to just work through her. She was God's instrument. Remember we talked about being the instrument? Remember we talked about being the example? Remember, we talked about being tenacious about your journey. We talked about being joyful. You got to have joy. She had joy, and she spread that joy all over the world. Let's spread a little love all over the land. Let's spread a little love through our hearts and hands with love rising. Like the morning sun,
We'll spread love till the day is done. Let's spread a little joy all over the land. Let's spread a little joy through our hearts and hands, with joy rising like the morning sun. We'll spread joy till the day is done. Let's spread a little light all over the land. Let's spread a little light through our hearts and hands, with light rising like the morning sun. We'll spread light till the day is done. Till the day is done. Now be, breathe, and be. Be who you are. You are who you are because of the God that puts you together. You are a masterpiece. Remember to just be. When you stay grounded in the being that dwells within your heart, your Christed heart, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. You can just go on with your day, and you can be in the world, but not of the world. The worldly distractions that come and go when you step out of your door, and sometimes even you live with them in your house. Y'all hear what I say? You live with them in your home, but pray for them like my mother prayed. Pray for them. God will hear your prayers. And sometimes all we have to do is wait. Having patience, we wait and we allow the Spirit. One of the practices that I have incorporated, another practice, is that when something is worrying me, and I know that that's the enemy, it's the enemy. When my thoughts get to going on and on in my head, and I can't stop rolling over and over and over like a girl. You know, you see one of those hamsters that are in a cage and they're rolling over and over again. Well, sometimes my thoughts come like that too. I call it having a roommate in my head, which is really the enemy. What I do is before I go to bed, I allow myself to sit and pray. And I ask God to show me the way. And I tell you, what happens is I'll get an answer in a dream. I'll get an answer in a dream. Now, my father taught me that practice. And I use it throughout my life. Throughout my life, I have used that. And when I wake up in the morning, like I said, sometimes it may take 2 or 3 mornings, I have the answer. But what I want you to remember here today is this. All you have to do is be grounded, be centered, be focused in Christ, in your Christed heart. And you can be what God would have you to be when you're grounded and centered in focus in thee. Because in you resides peace, in you resides, that is through Christ, that is. Can't forget that. Inside of you resides peace and harmony and all of that compassion and gratitude. It resides inside of you. You are who you are because of the artist that put you together. Remember to be. The bee. Let the bees grab you today. Let the bees sweeten your pot. Let the bees open up your heart. Let the bees take over. Be delightful. Be amazing. Be the amazing being that you are. Be open to God's guidance and let God order your steps. Be the vessel. Be the instrument. It's plain, it's clear, and it's simple. God created us all to be who we are, his children, to manifest and come into the world and not be distracted by it. Sure, you're going to have ups and downs. I have them. But when I remember to pray and I remember to be, grounded and centered in focus. I can go out with a smile on my face and do my mama's holy dance, and everything just comes out the way it's supposed to be. Everything comes out of me in the way that God would have it to be. Everything comes out in the way that God would have me be. God orders my steps, and then I become. All right. Okay, here we go. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So go out and let your light shine today, and remember to be. Be all that you are, because you are who you are because of the God Almighty that put you together. Remember to be. Be grounded and centered, and come from your Christed heart. I love you, and I'll see you next time. This is Imaja Jubilee on Love, Light, and Positivity. Make it a good one now.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.